هون لگل اس بی اس کردینه ل sbs.com.au/kurdish چی روکن هیجا ببینن.
Kurdish author Behruz Buchani was recently granted refugee status in New Zealand after spending around 6 years in Australian Offshore Detention Centre in Manus Island, PNG. At the same time, many of his fellow asylum seekers marked their 7 years in Australian immigration detention. This week, the Australian government announced the reopening of Christmas Island Detention Centre, particularly for those asylum seekers who cannot be deported due to COVID-19. Behruz Buchani, thank you again for being with us and welcome to the program.
Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. What are your thoughts on this announcement by the Australian government, and how does it make you feel that the detention centre on Christmas Island will be reopened to actually host asylum seekers?
I think, you know, when I hear this story, when I read it on the news, I imagine that time I was in Christmas Island. So I was there for a month. And, you know, it is a real prison. So it's like a place for exile. And also, you know, it's really difficult to imagine that how this government is going to reopen this prison camp again. So as you are aware, they reopened this before the election and just for making propaganda. And now they are doing this again, but the refugees are victim under this political, it's like a propaganda. So the refugees are victim under this. And when I say that Christmas Island is not a place, it's a harsh place and it is a real prison, it's not mean that the government has this right to keep refugees in other detention centers. You know, the refugees shouldn't be in that prison camp, and it's illegal. You know, according to international law, it's illegal. According to what the Australian government committed, you know, it's illegal, and that's why I think. It's really, really, I cannot, so, you know, now it's not very clear, actually, that who they are going to send to the Christmas Island.
Yeah, well, the announcement, I can tell you, it said it's mainly for those who have committed crimes and who have been in and out of prison in Australia, between prison and detention centres. And I just wanted to also ask you about your opinion on Australian perspective, Australian government perspective, saying that, you know, not all of them are genuine refugees and asylum seekers, and these are people who are waiting to be deported. From your experience and the time you've spent with the asylum seekers, mainly those on Manus Island, do you think there might be people that are not genuine refugees and could be committing crimes once released into the community?
You know, what the Australian government say, it is my experience, you know. I lived in that system for such a long time. So when they say that these people are criminal or we put them in that, I think it is completely wrong. And they are lying. Because when someone do a crime, so there is a legal process, they should send them to anyone that do a crime, send them to court, and court order, you know, make decision about them. But when the government say that these refugees are criminal, or these people are criminal, or they did crime, that's why we put them in detention, I think that is wrong, you know. That shows that they are lying. Because the government is not eligible to make decision about people that who is criminal and who is not. And I think the government is actually it is a part of the propaganda to criminalize the refugees and tell this to the society that the refugees or some of the refugees are criminal. You know, absolutely, it is a big lie because they are not in a position to say that. You know, how do you say that these people are criminal and we are going to send them to the Christmas Island? You know, because you are not court, you are government. And that's why I think definitely it is a part of the propaganda, and they need it because they need these facilities, this detention center, these prisons to be open because they have contract with the Serco security company, with IHMS, with all of these. They have a contract and they paid $1 million, you know, to these companies. And I think they always need some people in those detention centers. And that's why they are just saying this, you know. Mm-hmm. So it's completely, I think we should really think about this, you know. Australian people should think about this, that how a government is, how a government saying that these people are criminals. They are not in that position to say that, you know. They are not eligible. They no have this right to say that, you know. And they cannot make decision about people that this person is criminal.
Yeah, what they're saying are these are people, there are people who actually have been committed, like have been arrested and for committing crimes, and they have been in actual prisons in Australia, and now they're a burden on the prison system as well as on the detention centres. So it could be a small number of people, but do you think it's still an excuse to use that small number of people to reopen a detention centre like Christmas Island?
You know, actually, you know, I and the other people, you know, we are not in a position to say that. What we say that, you know, keeping people in indefinite detention, it's very cruel, it's illegal, and it's a crime, you know, it's torture. You know, we say that on based of our experience and on based of the principles, you know. But of course, I'm not in a position that say that that prison is expensive, keeping people in prison is expensive or not, you know. I'm not taxpayer, you know. But of course, Australian people should think about that, that why they need to reopen this prison camp, which is a very, you know, I was there. It's so difficult to, you know, injure that detention.
No doubt you are relieved about finally being granted asylum in New Zealand, but your fellow, you know, asylum seekers who have been on Manus with you spent over 6 years there, and now some of them are actually on shore and spending time in detention, whether they're in motel or detention centres around Australia. They just marked 7 years in detention. How does that make you feel?
You know, it's really difficult, you know. These people, you know, they send them, they transfer them to Australia under Medivac law to receive proper medical treatment. And now they didn't receive medical treatment, you know, and still they are really suffering because of that. And in other way, if we talk about it, you know, just what we can say is about humanity, you know, that it is cruel that you keep these people in indefinite detention for 7 years, for more than 7 years, and you justify that. You know, you cannot justify that. You know, that thing we are saying. And but they say that they should go to America. You know, but you know, I talk with them. Many of them, they know have this option to go to America. You know, many of them. I think I don't have an exact number, but I think at least more than 100 of the refugees from Manus, they don't have American option. You know, they don't have way, you know. So they should make decision about them. They should release them in the community, and they cannot keep them there, you know, forever. So what the government says, it's really wrong, you know, that they say that they should go back to their countries, so they cannot because they are refugee, and they say that they should go to America, but actually most of them are not, they don't have that option. They already rejected by America, or many of them, they didn't process them at all for America. So, because they are in Australia, that's why they don't process them. Mm. So I think they, what they said obviously is wrong, and obviously is just propaganda. They said they should go to America, or they, you know, it's wrong. Wrong. I think the media should talk with these people, with the refugees there directly, to hear their stories, that they don't have this option, and they didn't receive medical treatment.
Do you have any hope that this policy towards maritime arrival and towards the refugees in Australia, especially those who have been spending 7 years now in detention, that this policy will change anytime soon? And how do you think it can come about, that sort of change?
It's really, you know, when after the, all of this, media attention and people of Australia are aware of that, you know, so now they are going to reopen Christmas Island, you know, I don't know. So Australia is very complex, you know. They keep people in indefinite detention. And, you know, I know many people who are in indefinite detention for 9 years, you know. So it's really difficult to predict and say that what will happen. You know, but just we have only one thing to say, you know. We are not, I'm not here to analyze this. The reason that I'm doing this interview just to say that again, that keeping people in indefinite detention is illegal, it's cruel, and it's inhuman. So we demand for freedom for these refugees, just that thing. And I think a big part of the Australian society, still I believe that majority of people are not happy with what the government is doing.
Do you think this global pandemic that we are experiencing right now, with COVID-19 situation, has diverted attention from the issue and from the, asylum seekers and their stories? Just from analysis, yeah.
I think our problem is not the attention now. Everyone are aware of this. Everyone are aware that what the government has done. And everyone are aware that these people are in indefinite detention for 7 years. You know, our problem now is not really getting attention. You know, already the refugees, they're, they got attention. They have got attention through their resistance. And still, many refugees in those prison camps are resisting. and they really want to, they speak out, they talk about, they share their stories. You know, so our problem
and
is
by
not
attention,
really,
yeah. By attention, I just don't mean, you know, focus on them, but to, for people to actually give more attention to the issue, not to the refugees in particular, but to the issue and, you know, to resolve it somehow, you know, for advocates, for because as we know, you know, many things have been put on hold in the world. Do you think this has affected the issue?
Definitely, you know, that the impact on everything or on our lives, on everyone. But that I think that's not mean that the government continues to this, you know, to this policy and, you know, continues to keep them in indefinite detention. How many years they are going to do that? You know, that is the main question. And but definitely, yeah, that's pandemic. But you know, we should think about this. You know, that now people are locked down, especially in Victoria. So people are in lockdown. I think they should understand the refugees who have been in a worse place for 7 years. And they are innocent, you know, they are innocent. So I think people should, now they, at least they should have some imagination. So many people are complaining that about lockdown, it's difficult, it's really difficult. And, you know, that damaged many people. But, you know, just look at these people who have been in indefinite detention in a small place for 7 years. Yeah, what's happened for their families? You know, they have been separated with their families for many years. You know, it's enough. It's enough. You know, we should say that. It's enough. So I'm not here really. I don't want to talk about really just focus on this, that it's illegal to keep people in indefinite detention. I don't want to give you fact that these people, you know, are not criminals or they are innocent, you know, and actually challenge the government in this way. Just we should focus on the principles. So the main principle is humanity. So how you justify this to keep people in indefinite detention for 7 years? And problem here is not that we just focus on Christmas Island and said, oh, Christmas Island, there is not medical facility there. Or, of course, there is not medical facility there. It is a worse than other indefinite detention. Other detentions, it's worse than other detentions in Australia. But it's not mean that we justify this, that say, oh, it's okay to keep people in detention in Australia or in those hotels. You know, it's enough. That thing we are saying is very clear message, and it's on base of principle that you cannot justify this. How you keep people in indefinite detention for 7 years? What is their crimes? They are innocent. And you know, they have destroyed, you know, it's very clear story. They have destroyed many families, yeah, many lives. And that really, this, you know, has damaged many people.
Behruz Wachani, we thank you so much for your time.
جرايرا لسر أبو بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي، يان لهر كويك بودكاست كانت بدز دهينيت.